is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The curtain rises this week on the USF School of Theater and Dance's production of the musical Hairspray.
Well, whoop-dee-doo, what a coup. It's the ever-sparkling Sterling Larkin.
Always nice to see you, Miss Motormouth.
Hairspray, set in early 1960s Baltimore, is about a teenage girl.
I'm Rochelle Egan, and I'm playing Tracy Turnblad. She's so energetic, she's so passionate, but then she dances all the time, because that's her thing, is obviously dancing.
Tracy's dream is to appear on a local TV program, The Corny Collins Show. Instead, she ends up leading the effort to integrate the show.
Once you two break the barrier, we'll all be free to dance on TV together.
USF's production is being run by a man with a history at the university.
I'm Andy Fry. I'm director and choreographer of Hairspray.
Fry has directed two other musicals at USF, Hair and The Rocky Horror Show. And like his previous efforts, he and his ensemble have a rich set of source material to work with. In this case, they're drawing from both John Waters' original 1988 film,
New gowns, hairdresser three times a week, why your hairspray bill alone is enough to eat up all the profits from the tilt-a-whirl,
as well as the Tony Award-winning 2003 musical and subsequent 2007 movie adaptation.
We're trying to use the original John Waters movie as inspiration. It's a little darker and quirkier, which this new version is as well, but it's a little bubblegum and cotton candy and everything just like fun. And we just want to like bring a darker side so we have somewhere to grow.
That blend of quirky and dark is exemplified in a character.
Hi everyone, I'm Tracy's mom.
Who's not exactly what you expect.
I'm Ryan Bernier and I'm playing Edna Turnblad.
Tracy's mom Edna is a role first made famous on screen by the drag queen Divine and then on Broadway by Harvey Fierstein. For Bernier, it's a part he's dreamt of playing.
I was 4 and I saw Hairspray and I told my mom that I wanted to be the mom. This is a part that's been 15 years coming and I'm so excited to have an opportunity to do this.
Costumes and hairstyles also play an important part in Hairspray. USF sophomores Egan and Bernier both don padded suits to transform their skinny frames into meatier bodies. Bernier also wears high heels and wigs that make him 7.5 feet tall at times.
The dances are incredibly challenging. They're really demanding. So doing them without heels is a challenge, and then adding heels is really difficult, but it's a challenge that I'm up for.
I'm Marilyn Birch, and I'm the costume designer for Hairspray.
Birch estimates there are more than 100 costumes in the show. She says the research done by the members of her student team has made her feel a little old.
I've heard students say, oh, I need to ask my grandmother. It's a little uncomfortable for me at times, but those are primary sources for us because you can go to that source and they can remember, yes, this is what I wore, and we can be more authentic with that research.
So if you're ready for a trip to 1960s Baltimore, Fry says come see the show.
Even if you've seen it before, because we're not replicating anything. We're making it our own, which is awesome. We're definitely having fun, and I think the fun will be contagious.
Hairspray runs October 11th through 14th and 17th through 21st on USF's Tampa campus. For ticket information and showtimes, as well as rehearsal video and a look inside the costume shop, go to wusf.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.